It's that time of year, and as usual, our jazz critic Kevin Whitehead suggests some gifts to give jazz lovers. Some suggestions pricey, others not so much.
Looking back at the year's jazz records, 2005's major figure would have to be you, the American taxpayer who supports the Library of Congress. It had a hand in two of the year's blockbusters. Rounder lavishly reissued Morton's voluminous 1938 Library of Congress recordings, an oral history with music that's catnip to anyone curious about jazz's early days. And a 1957 concert recording by Thelonious Monk and John Coltrane, discovered at the library last winter, became a runaway hit for Blue Note in the fall. The alternative gift for Coltrane fans this year is another elusive live recording from 1965, One Down, One Up, live at the Half Note on two CDs from Verve. It catches his classic quartet in its late phase, storming through 20-minute jams that made some folks fear Coltrane was tearing the music apart from within. But his rhythm section still swings like mad, propelled by Elvin Jones's pushy cymbals. And Coltrane's marathon sax solos are always orderly. In this bit, he keeps answering his own phrases, especially when he works in a two-note screech like a shout from the choir. What are the holidays without some religious fervor? It's true there's no shortage of fiery 1965 Coltrane, but the sound quality's better than on old bootleg editions, if still a bit scruffy. And if it takes a ballyhooed new release for folks to hear the power of this once controversial style, okay then. Consumers, do your duty. For something equally classic but quieter, there's a 3-CD mini box collecting pianist Bill Evans's celebrated recordings made at the Village Vanguard one summer Sunday in 1961. The telepathy and subtlety of Evans's trio, with drummer Paul Motion and bassist Scott LaFaro, remade the jazz piano combo and make for good holiday listening. Slip it on for dinner music, and you can zone in on that while zoning out small talk over the sweet potatoes. The selection for Columbia's 4-CD set, Progressions, 100 Years of Jazz Guitar, is wildly uneven. You get masters like Django Reinhardt, Charlie Christian, Wes Montgomery, and Bill Frisell, alongside a few too many jazz rock time wasters. But the anthology evokes very well the fluid boundaries of early jazz, with Hawaiian and hillbilly guitarists contributing to or drawing from the mix, and there's plenty of streamlined mainline jazz guitar. The second half skips willy-nilly over the last 35 years, making no more sense of the period than Ken Burns did. But I like the idea that young pickers drawn to John Scofield or Mark Rebo might discover Hank Garland or Derek Bailey. I found one new favorite myself, the unclassifiable country, blues, Hawaiian jazz artist Casey Bill Weldon. Here he is in 1937. Swing. Come on, let's swing. When they play that guitar swing. Unclassifiable. One of the year's big pop boxes has a substantial jazz angle. Ray Charles's Pure Genius, the complete Atlantic recordings 1952 to 1959. That's on 8 CDs that come in the year's cutest box, tricked up to look like a portable record player. Of course, Ray brilliantly combined blues and gospel strains, like Bessie Smith 3 decades earlier. But in the 50s, Charles also made an assortment of big and small band jazz records, some much better than I knew. He had a good ear for bebop piano, and on 1956's Joyride, sounds like he'd been checking out blues and gospel-tinged Horace Silver. Jazz content in the Ray Charles box also includes meaty solos by saxophonist Fathead Newman and vibraphonist Milt Jackson, arrangements by Quincy Jones, tunes by Horace Silver, Fats Waller, Duke Ellington, and Max Roach, and many echoes of Count Basie. But it ain't cheap. If you just want a solid single disc to give some hipster, yet another newly unearthed recording of Giants Live in New York came out on the Uptown label. Dizzy Gillespie and Charlie Parker at Town Hall, June 1945, with Max Roach on drums. There they announced to the world the weird style called bebop that would change jazz forever and which still crackles 60 years later. Give a jazz fan that present, save a little money, get yourself something nice. You deserve it. You pay your taxes.
So here's Dizzy Gillespie's group again with this masterpiece but jumps like mad, Salt Peanuts.
Kevin Whitehead teaches American Studies and English at the University of Kansas, and he's a jazz columnist for eMusic.com.